Chapter 6. I Become Grey Owl. I stayed with Alex and Annie Espaniel for 3 years. Then I wanted to be independent again. They understood this, and we separated as friends. In my years in Canada, I often thought about my family in England. I wrote to my aunts a few times a year, and I received letters from them. I learned from their letters that my grandmother was dead, and my mother and father weren't living together anymore. One day, some months after I left the Espaniels, I thought, "It's sad I'm not in contact with my mother. She wasn't a big part of my childhood, and I don't remember much about her. If I don't write to her, we'll never know each other." Later that day, I wrote a long letter to my mother. I asked her some questions about her life, and then I wrote about my life, the Canadian wilderness, and the Ojibwe Indians. Here is part of my letter. "It's beautiful here. In the winter, I love watching the sun go down. There are long shadows on the pure white snow, and the tall pine trees look almost black against the sky. I also love watching the sunrise in the summer. In my mind, I see the bright green trees dancing in the light of the sun. It's the perfect picture, and I can imagine somebody painting the trees in all their beauty." A few months later, I received a reply from my mother. She was well and happy to hear from me. At the end of her letter, she wrote something very surprising. "It was a pleasure to read your wonderful descriptions of Canada and the Indians. I sent your letter to the editor of Country Life magazine. The editor enjoyed it. He wants to pay you to write an article about life in the wilderness, and he will publish it in the magazine. He will contact you directly. I gave him your address. I hope you don't mind." Of course I didn't mind. I was excited because I liked writing, and I wanted to inform people about Canada's special wilderness. Soon, I received a letter from the magazine editor. One day, I sat down and began to write the article. I wrote the title and stopped for a moment. "I feel like an Indian, and I even look like one now," I thought. "I want to use an Indian name. My Ojibwe name is Little Owl, but that doesn't sound very serious." Suddenly, I had an idea, and under the title of the article, I wrote, "By Grey Owl." From that day, I always used that name.